Blog Talk Radio.
Viva la Dance, Part 3. What makes us dance? Ah, dancing gives couples, even solo, the opportunity to exhibit genuine feelings of love and affection for each other. I'm thinking more of ballroom dancing. Oh, I just love it. I think that years ago they had a segment on Channel 11 in Chicagoland, and they featured ballroom dancers from all over the world. Viva la Dance! You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio, the world's largest social network reaching listeners, not only locally, nationally, but internationally. And reaching the listeners in any country in the world. Discover what the world has to say. Thousands of shows and millions of listeners. Dance, romance, relive your glory days. And I can't help but think of Willowbrook in our area. On Sunday afternoon, Baruta invites all of you to come and dance to the sounds of the big bands. Oh, dancing and laughter. They are the elixir of youth. And when I think that there's a magic quality to dance, log on blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson and click on December 15th, 16th, and of course today is the 17th, and tomorrow, the 18th, part 4. So you think you know dance. Mić smo vidit. That in Croatian means we shall see. Now you know what? Yeah, you're all invited to call in. Weigh in. 347-637-3789. I'd love to hear your take on dancing. Is it part of your life? Why? I don't know. It seems that you guys just don't. Are you klutzy? Take lessons. And of course, you know what I want all of you to do is to take a course in ballet. Just the beginner course. It teaches you body discipline and body movement and coordination. Many of the football teams, I don't know how many, but some of them insist that the guys take a class in ballet for coordination. What could be better? And you can make it teamwork. You and your significant other, or how about a group of you? Come together and go to a ballet studio and simply say, we want our own class. Will you teach us? How old are you? Pick up the mirror. I want to know, how old are you? What are you doing with your life? Same old, doing the same thing over and over again, expecting different results that ain't going to happen. Can you think out of the box? Can you really soar with the eagles? Oh, you want to run with the herd? Now, come on, keep looking at yourself. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Say hello to the designer, the choreographer of your dance of life. And then I need to know, what tempo are you? Are you laid back? Maybe a really slow waltz? How about the paso doble? Man, that is challenging, the bullfighter. Quick step. No, none of that. Bebop, boogie-woogie, flamenco, tango, all of the Spanish dancers, they all have movement. And yesterday we talked about the spiritual dance of life. There is a magic quality to dance. Not only do you see it, but you feel it. And what better way to spend every day of your life with laughter and grab your partner and hum a tune and just dance. Leo Buscaglia said it is absolutely imperative that we hug. We tell each other how great we are. We're human beings. We need this. Now what I need, just give me a little minute here, Blinky makes the best coffee in the whole world. The best part of waking up is Blinky's coffee in my cup. I'll tell you how he got that name in just a minute. Man, that's good. Bill, also known as the Silver Fox, is an incredible pool player. And I got him a pool thing, stick, whatever you call it, and it had flashing lights in the middle of it. And they would blink on and off, on and off. And one day, it just died out, the battery, and I couldn't get batteries to get it going again. But his pool partners decided to just nickname him Blinky. And it stayed with him, and it's just so cute. They say, "Hi, Blink, come on, you're on now." He plays push-ups pool 4 to 5 times a week. He needs this for cognitive skills. You have to be social. So what's better than dancing? I can't think of anything more inviting and more interesting than to dance. Call in 347-637-3789. I want to hear what you have to say. You can email kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. You could write to me at Post Office Box 95913, Hoffman Estates, Illinois 60195. Be sure and log on to the website, simplyageless.net and kathywatsonspeaks.com. Click on all those buttons. Go to the video. Time, we're singing, reciting from our heart. It resonates from our love for theater. Roger Plummer, great voice. And I recite Shakespeare. This above all, to thine own self be true, and it must follow as the night the day. How canst not then be false to any man? That's from Hamlet. And then there are sonnets. Our bags are packed. It's an original presentation. No one in the world has ever thought of doing it, pairing the Bard and James Brown. Soul Songs in Shakespeare. Our bags are packed. Now scroll down to the books. The Elixir of Youth, Secrets of a Spring Chicken. Discover how you can look and feel younger and better longer than you ever thought possible. Right now, right now, right now. No costly equipment, no costly operations. The methods, the secrets, techniques are yours. They're mine. I'm sharing them with you. Once you learn them, they are yours for life, and they go with you everywhere. And the only way you could get that nonfiction book is through me, an e-book and a soft cover copy. I'm looking at it now. Jalal presents Belly Dancing as a Lifelong Fitness Alternative. She's in the book. Did you ever? And you know, sometimes men belly dance, but I'll get to that later. Okay, scroll down, choices. Awe-inspiring choices revealed by successful entrepreneurs. Introduced by Kathy Watson. That, along with 101 Great Ways to Improve Your Life. And choices, by the way, you could get it through Author House. All four books that I'm talking about today are perfect gifts. Absolutely perfect, not only for the holidays, but all year long. They're all timeless. 101 Great Ways. I told you, Choices, AuthorHouse.com. 101 Great Ways to Improve Your Life through Amazon and Self-Growth. And all three of them are nonfiction. We stand on the mountaintop. We're magnets inviting all of you to join us. What story do you have? What is it that you want to share with the world? And then we'll talk about becoming a partner in the Live with Kathy Consortium. The Heart of the Lion with Tom Puttrick, Kathy Watson, Timeless, Fiction and Nonfiction. When I think of the Heart of the Lion, Africa, Kenya, get the record, Roger Whitaker, My Land is Kenya, the Serengeti, the Maasai Mara, the Migration of the Wildebeest, the beautiful country club owned by William Holden. I didn't want to leave. And in Amboseli and Kilaguni, in the background, the majestic mother, Mount Kilimanjaro. Ooh, I just get chills talking about it. Have any of you taken an inexplicable trip out of the world that you want to share? If we don't do it today, we'll do it another time. It changed my life forever. I would go to Africa again in a heartbeat. Mine was a photo safari, and I wrote a journal. You see, when I travel anywhere, I write a journal. It's amazing how much you forget. And then you read the journal and you go, wow, yes, I remember that. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. The shows are archived. www.blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson, CHIWATSON. Do you want to be part of the consortium? I have an introductory offer. It's all for newbies, wannabes. You're on for 10 weeks, and you get in touch with me via email, and then we talk, and let's see what you got. I have no idea what your product, your service, your invention is, your recipes. I have no idea. Or is it reminiscent of your childhood? Backward, turn backward, oh time in your flight. Make me a child again just for tonight. The Forbidden Red Hill. Yes, that's my next book. Nonfiction. All true story. I danced my heart out and sang my heart out on top of that red hill. Only to come home to screaming and yelling, Jessity, Jessity, Katica, Deutsche Amo. Catherine, Catherine, where are you? Come here. Where have you been? Oh, I'll share that with you. And all of the paths that I took, I didn't have a role model. I'm a visionary with futuristic insights. I just saw things. No, I don't see dead people. But I just knew that I knew that I knew that I knew. And you want to know what? It frightened me early on in my life. And then I realized it was a gift, and don't be afraid of it. Just accept it. You're listening to Live with Kathy. Viva La Danse, Part 3. What makes us dance? But why don't I go into acknowledging my partners? Live with Kathy is sponsor-driven, but they're really my partners. And it makes it so much more fun to know that they're there. Ironworkers Impact. Manly Men, Titanics Bridging the Future, giant titans of incredible strength and vision coming together to create a better informed world. Impact. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Impact, the Ironworkers Management Progressive Action Cooperative Trust, expanding job opportunities for iron workers and their contractors through progressive and innovative cooperative programs, incorporating the Dom Perignon of construction trades with the safest, most productive and efficient contractors in the world. Don't you just feel the energy? To find out more about Impact, log on impact-net.org. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by the Dom Perignon of the trades, Iron Workers International. Do you want a job or a career? You see, my mission and purpose is to introduce you to, I want you to acknowledge iron workers and to recognize them as co-creators of art in the form of creative construction, to illuminate the character of iron workers, their hidden talents, to pay homage to their commitment to family, work ethics revealed not only in their artistry, but in the spirit of brotherhood, solidarity. Iron workers offer a full spectrum in career development. Earn while you learn. You're making money. You have to qualify. Log on ironworkers.org. Remember, I come from the world of classical ballet and haute couture. That's high fashion. And I married an iron worker. And they said it wouldn't last. You have to get the CD. Iron Workers, a Noble Profession. And it's available by getting in touch with me. So affordable. It's a new education. It's a new genre in your understanding of the nature of iron workers. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Hoffman Estates Park District. In 2009, they took the gold medal. They stood on top of the mountain for excellence. And they still adhere to that basic quality of giving the community the very best that they deserve. They have a 50-plus club. Pick up the mirror. You're bored and lonely? Say hello to the creator. Log on, heparks.org. Contact your own park district, senior centers, and your libraries. heparks.org. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Greg McIntyre, our CPA. Do you have a little financial issue, a snafu, that you need a little help with? Contact Greg at ahtax@ameritech.net. Ah, looks do matter. Everyday happenings that we all experience takes its toll on our looks. In the elixir, there is mention of your voice. Oh, how wondrous is the human voice. It is indeed the organ of the soul. It's your passport to your future, your branding, your signature, your identity. Your voice defines who you are, what you are, and where are you going. I teach voice. I'm a voice mentor, teacher, privately, semi-privately, or in a seminar session. You know how to get in touch with me, and you know how to get the book. Stress, trauma, anger releases toxins into the body. When you feel good, you look good. If you look good, you feel good. And all of the recipes are in the Elixir of Youth. Move over, Ponce de Leon. I have discovered the secrets, the formula to the Fountain of Youth. Another author extraordinaire, Edith Nam. She wrote a book available at Amazon.com, Author House, Barnes & Noble. Now, this is the fifth book you want to think about giving as a gift. Change to a positive mindset and extend your lifeline. Or have you embraced TNT, toxic negative thinking? Wouldn't you rather be filled with positive, energetic power? Get the book. change to a positive mindset, and extend your lifeline. Do you ever think of being the executive, the chief operator, executive of your own business, home-based business? They are exploding. I had mine when I was 25 years old. I didn't have a college degree. I knew I was smart enough. I just followed my dream. I didn't talk about it. I didn't share. You see, when you share it with a dozen people, it loses the energy. There's nothing left for you to really apply it to what you want to do. Did you know that more people are becoming wealthy today starting from nothing? I have Z formula. What if I told you that there is a way to fulfill your dreams, you reach your goals, pay your bills, and when you're the CEO of your own company, it offers infinite opportunities to challenge yourself while making money. But do you believe in yourself? Most people don't. Did I pique your interest? Need money? Want to be your own boss? Imagine the chief executive officer of your very own business, and include the children. Teach them about finance. Teach them about what makes the world go round. And it isn't love. It isn't only money. But are you into competing and comparing? That's another show. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. And there's still time to call in, 347-637-3789. Now, I said earlier that dancing gives couples the opportunity to exhibit genuine feelings of love and affection for each other. Following is a list of courtesies compiled by a gentleman married for 56 years, spent 40 of them ballroom dancing. You got to keep the body moving. I don't care what your age is. All right, here they are. Never, ever criticize your dance partner. All rules of courtesy apply while on the dance floor. Smile. Every aspect of the dance contributes to your relationship with your dance partner. How could you be scowling or have a frown if you're dancing with someone you love? When dancing, remember, you're not going anywhere, but you have to be on time. So what dance description are you? Are you the waltz, the posse doble, jitterbug, quick step, tango, samba, flamenco, fandango? How do you describe yourself? Now, if you get in trouble with your partner, refer to courtesy number one. Never, ever criticize your dance partner. Never, ever criticize anyone. There was a saying the other day, you know, I have these little sayings on. I said, please don't judge me until you've walked in my shoes, even for a little while. Did you know that ballroom dancing is derived from Latin, B-A-L-L, ballet, ballar, meaning to dance? Ballroom dancing originated in the royal courts of Europe. Ballroom dances, modern waltz, tango, Viennese waltz, slow foxtrot, quick step. Which one are you? What is it that you love to embrace that describes who you are? Now, you know what's interesting? How about weighing in on this? Hey, you men, I've seen this happen. How come you don't want to dance with older women? Huh? How come you don't? You want to know what? We women don't mind dancing with older men. Younger men, we don't care. We just want dance. So tell me, hey, you testosterones out there, why is it that you don't want to dance with older women? And we gals, oh, we're so brilliant and sharp. It doesn't matter to us. We just love. Viva la dance. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. Ah, the show is archived. Now remember, on Tuesday we did dance expressions. When you're sailing the high seas on a cruise, walk up to the deck, dance romance, hold hands, relive, revive your glory days. On Wednesday, magic quality to dance. The five senses. And today, what makes us want to dance? Oh, it gives couples the opportunity to exhibit anyone genuine feelings of love and affection for each other. But I want to share with you belly dancing as a lifelong alternative fitness. You'll love it. Let me set the scene. You're looking in the mirror, au naturel. Full body, front, side, and back. You shriek. Oh, my God, I hate my fat belly and pushy-tush bubble belly. I tried exercising, jogging, running weights, and I'm going nowhere fast. What am I going to do? Well, what if I were to tell you there's a technique that will help flatten your belly, tighten your buns, strengthen your spine, may help prevent incontinence, and Dowager's hump uses load-bearing exercise to retard osteoporosis, and it's fun. Okay, here are some of the clues. Developed by women of North Africa and the Middle East. Put on your babbles, bangles, beads, and sequins. Grab your finger symbols. Now, you're ready to dance to a different drummer. Introducing belly dancing. The word conjures up images of deserts, harems, bare bellies, quivering bosoms. Belly dancing as exercise. How much energy would it take to shake a little above and below to look sexy? The answer, a lot. Fact, belly dancing improves flexibility and circulation in the pelvis and abdomen at all stages of life. And your age has nothing to do with it. Absolutely nothing to do with it, little known fact. Do you want to know what the largest muscle in your body is? It's your derriere. Your glutes are what allows humans to stand upright. Belly dancing could be called buttock dancing because glutes are very important in the dance and for your posture. Hey, do you know where your glutes are tonight? I'm going to help you find them. Now, there are three exercises, but I'm going to save them for tomorrow. Until then, always be in your best elements. Au revoir.